We're collecting ourselves. We're scattered. We're busy, fractured, multitasking, mostly not here. So gathering yourself here, holding yourself tenderly here, and resting, eventually resting here. Using your ability to perceive what's in the present moment to help your attention be in the present moment. These faculties we have, these senses we have, function in this moment. So come to your senses. Tune in to orient yourself here, the way your body is positioned. In the room, let the room orient you, the sounds of it, the size of it, the energy here, the temperature, quietness. Degrees of light. I always ground myself knowing what kind of floor, even though my eyes are closed, I know what kind of floor is here. Being aware of the people in front of you, beside you, behind you. We open our senses. None of these things we have to be busy with, we have to fix or do anything about. We're just in it. But we're knowingly here. Feel how your body is now after you've had lunch and some time, maybe outside walking or resting or it's a good thing at the beginning of a sitting to reflect momentarily why you're sitting, why you're doing this. You've all got your own reasons, but there will all be similar reasons. We're learning the skills of training the mind to become more healthy, more happy, more wholesome. We need to apply ourselves to do this training, both gently, realistically, but persistently. While the brain learns new pathways, so checking the combination in you now of energetic vitality, dignified uprightness, and ease and relaxation and looseness. Check on these frequently throughout all your sittings. angle of the spine, lift of the head, looseness of the face, shoulders, arms, legs. And we learn this skill of placing certain objects in the foreground of our awareness while allowing others to be in the background. So this awareness of your body kneeling or seated can be in the background, and its actual movements as it breathes can be in the foreground. The awareness of your neighbors beside you can be in the background. And the sounds can be in the background. And sometimes you'll have sounds and movements from your neighbor which will become in the foreground, and your breath can recede until that subsides and the breath returns to the main place. But generally we use as our main focus, our main anchor, to be present. This movement going on, the most obvious movement going on, your body as it breathes itself, nourishing itself and cleansing itself, being interested, curious, getting a little bit closer with being a body that's breathing, that's sitting. And remember, if you find yourself getting too much either tight and tense or slack and slumped and drifting, you can always stand for some time, as long as you like, a couple of minutes, 20 minutes.